Well, speaking of the Hanson community, Taylor, we do have one newy super fan of Hanson. In fact, she just missed out on tickets last week when we asked for the best rendition of Umbop.
Oh, yes.
She sadly came runner-up, but we thought, what an opportunity. What a runner-up prize to actually speak to one of her idols, i.e. Taylor Hanson.
Oh, no.
Yes. So Nicole from Cameron Park, she's actually on the phone. Nicole, are you
there? Oh, my gosh.
I'm here. Nicole. Hi, guys. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Nicole, do you have a question? I mean, you can pretend you're part of the radio, you know, the radio show here. What's your hard-hitting question for Taylor Hanson all the way from LA?
I just want every time you guys, what's your favourite part of coming to Australia, and do you guys get to experience something different and new every time you guys come out?
Yeah, it's a two-parter.
Well, first of all, yeah, we always love coming to Australia. And I mean, it's probably kind of cliche, I guess, but I mean, I basically just, you can't really see koalas most places. So we've gone to the zoo a couple of times and been like, you guys are all just kind of annoyed, like kangaroos and koalas. And for us, it's like, oh my God, this feels so exotic. We've done that. We've done that a couple of times. But I mean, honestly, we feel very at home when we're there. I would just say, you know, the people, I mean, we get to travel. We get to see a lot of places. Some places are amazing because they feel very far away. And you're like, wow, here I am in this very distant land. But I think we feel very welcome. You guys make us feel at home. And that's the number one thing. I mean, and I will say this. You guys have a great craft beer scene. We make craft beer. Mm-hmm. And so that's also a number. That's a top right there.
How's Mhop going?
It's going well. I mean, it's a small operation. It's no Budweiser. We you know, we brew it out of Oklahoma, and you know, during COVID, one of our big, my kind of big effort was hoping to connect it to do more food related events and gatherings, stuff like that. And COVID was not a good time to do that. So we just kind of had a little kind of even keel, and then we'll push some more growth. But I mean, craft beer is an amazing world because people, like, fan bases all over the world, like little, every town has their own craft beer, which to me is just awesome. So anyway, I digress.
Well, we'll have to get a slab of Steel City, Newcastle.
Oh, yes.
You know, brewed locally from a bunch of former NRL players. Hey, we'll get a in your rider there at Enmore Theatre. We'll have a slab of Steel City waiting for you.
So you can swap some hops.
Yeah. We'll do a little trade there.
That sounds good. Nicole, thanks for your question.
Great question,
no, thank
Nicole.
Thank you for letting me.
Yes, you're so welcome.
You can hear it in Nicole's voice, can't you? She's excited.
She's excited, and things are about to get even more exciting, Nicole, because we do have a double pass to give you as well, so you can actually go see Taylor, Isaac, and Zach
God,
there.
That's so exciting.
Yes, you're welcome. So
thank
we'll be
you.
There at Enmore. You're welcome. Thank you for your question.
My daughter will be very excited.
We'll see you soon.
Taylor, it'll be easy if you to spot Nicole. She'll be one of the screaming girls in the audience.
Oh, that's easy,
Front and center.
Front and center.